Boston and then shows in Dallas. And in my mind, I'm like,
Showtime's 8 o'clock. And then tomorrow night, Saturday night, it'll wrap up out in Esther at the Blue Loon. So you don't want to miss out on some comedy. She's going to stick around a little bit more. We're going to have some fun. We always like to do best gig, worst gig. We'll do that with Arden on the way. Steve Pinky Floyd's got your ex-rock news. It's coming at you.
Oh, my God. And it's super groovy, like
Austin City Limits.
Yeah, like
a hip town.
Exactly, and you know, and I didn't know about Dallas. I didn't know if I'd be too sassy for Dallas or what. Like, I just didn't know. And I got to tell you, I mean, Austin was fun, but then I got to Dallas, and there was a lot of like businessmen, and there was a lot of just real cowboys, you know. And I'm like, oh, what are they going to think of me? And by the end, it was the best show. I felt like I could have crowd surfed out of there on like businessmen and cowboys. It's just not. It's like, this is my demo. These are the, like, wow. Like, it was true. I'm going back there in April. It was the most fun I've ever had. And it was not who I would have guessed would have enjoyed my sets.
There you go. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's turn the tables for the Arden Marines. Just worst gig ever.
You know what? My worst gig, I got booked to do a show in Hawaii, and I was so excited.
And that sounds awesome.
No, I'm
what
like,
could go wrong?
Exactly. Sign me up.
Paradise.
And then I started getting tagged on Facebook for this gig, and I looked at the flyer of it, and it said it was, now normally when I turn, it's like you're sort of the headliner. This one was Battle of the Sexes, and it was almost like Showtime at the Apollo, which is fine, but you got to know who you are. Like,
you
it was
know
like
your room.
It was like a BET audience, and then I look like Reese Witherspoon's character in Election. You know what I mean? It was like three comedians, and here comes like Tracy Flick from Election to come to. So I went, and it was like a full Civic Center that Diana Ross had played. Like thousands, full thousands. Pictures.
And you were the only white girl in the room.
I was the only white person in the room. Which, and by the way, I would have enjoyed seeing the show, but it was like putting me up at Showtime at the Apollo. Like, the Sandman couldn't come out fast enough to tap dance me off. And I was like, as I was doing it, so the guy who, you know, the host, he goes out there, and I keep thinking, like, oh, maybe I'll be so different that I'll be a hit, you know, backstage in my little dress. And then the guy goes out, is opening it. He's like, how y'all doing tonight? I'm doing all right because I just got my junk sucked. And the crowd was like, wow! And I'm standing there back there with my little, like, hello, I'm from Rhode Island, you know, like, and then I go out there, and it was okay. It was sort of silent. I mean, they were okay. And then I made some joke about, like, a local town, and it just went silent. And then the crowd, just somebody in the crowd goes, next. And it was like, oh, my God, like, thousands. It was just the wrong person for the wrong gig. Like, everyone was perfectly nice. It was just like, you shouldn't book Reese Witherspoon in Election at Showtime at the Apollo. You know what I mean?
Lesson learned.
That's not my jam. Learned.
Well, time to have a word with the agent on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That was rough stuff.
That's Arden Marine. You're going to catch her live on stage tonight at Kodiak Jack's and this weekend at the Loon. Do not miss it. Showtimes are at 8. Tickets at Gulliver's are at the door. And, of course, you can always reserve a table at the Loon. Just go to theblueloon.com. And for all of the updates on the shows, remember alaskacomedy.com. Evan's got the site rocking. It's pretty impressive. Girls, so excited to work with you this weekend. We're going to have a blast.
Right back at you. So much fun.
That's Arden, folks.
Bye.
It's the X-Rock Morning Show.